for returning my call.
Hi, Ms. Taylor. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Okay, so Jeffrey, I tried to call you yesterday, but I believe it was after your working hours, so I couldn't get through. So, yeah, bottom line, I spoke to the admin regarding the finalization of the page, and again, as expected, I got an inconclusive answer. That means there's no estimated timeline. So, considering the situation, there are two options moving forward. If we cancel out the entire page and move forward with the refund, even if we try to refund you from out of our own pockets, first of all, the cancellation is going to be a complicated process with Wikipedia because then they're going to blacklist you. We don't want that to happen. All right. Right now, your page is still in submission. There's no approval. There's no rejection. So there is a chance, a hope, that the page might get live, but it's taking longer than usual. Okay, so that's situation one. So I wouldn't recommend you to move forward with cancellation in terms of having the page canceled out altogether. In fact, I got a better plan, a backup plan. That way you're not losing out on anything. And in fact, you'll get a compensation on it as well. Now, that plan pertains to keeping the Wikipedia request as it is. We're not canceling that out. We will not inform Wikipedia that, you know, you're backing out of the project. Worst case scenario, if the page gets rejected or does not get approved, they should be able to give us a final answer, you know, at the end. Whether it's like 2 months later, 3 months later, we will have a final answer, whether it is approved or rejected. In that scenario, if it's rejected, I want to have a backup plan. For example, we can give you alternate services from our end, which are in-house based. So that way we don't have to rely on a third-party contract or anything like that. We will finish that. Best case scenario, if the page gets approved, you get what you paid for. Plus, you have a compensation service. I was thinking of a website, your personal website, regarding whatever occupation you have. I don't have a clarity on that at this point of time, but I believe you are a financial advisor, if I'm not wrong, correct?
You're correct.
Okay, perfect. In that scenario, I think a website would be the perfect alternate compensation. What we can do is that, as I was saying, best case scenario, you'll have this as a cherry on top if your page gets approved. If it doesn't get approved, this will be an alternate compensation for the page getting rejected or whatsoever. Again, if the rejection comes through, that's not the end of the world. A lot of these pages, well, Wikipedia profiles, initially they get rejected. Eventually we work on whatever the reason is for that particular rejection, and eventually we end up getting the page live after a second or third, sometimes fourth attempt, but it's a lengthy process. So obviously you cannot just, you know, rely on that and just, you know, it'll be like sitting ducks, so it doesn't make sense to me. I am proposing a website, a one-pager informative website. If you have any other specifications, we can discuss that later on, along with domain and hosting. So if you want, we can proceed with that, and that this website will include the fully furnished website content, anything that you want in relevance to the sections, like the inner pages of the website, and the domain and hosting is free, of course. It's part of the website, so you don't have to purchase anything at all. We'll give you a fully furnished running website for your personal profile.
Okay, you're not familiar with working with financial advisors, are you?
I do understand what exactly the job role is. Sometimes, you know, when they're working on contractual...
No, man, that's not what I mean.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not allowed to use just anybody for my website. I already have a website that's been around for many, many years. It has to be hosted by certain companies that are on approved vendor list for my broker-dealer, which means that anybody that's not on the approved list is not acceptable, and I cannot use it. I would be in violation of a bunch of rules and regulations. So I can't accept option number two. Option number one, if I pull the project and Wikipedia says, okay, I'm blacklisted, I haven't lost anything because I'm not there now. So if they blacklist me, nobody knows it even happened. So I'll take option one, please, and have my money returned.
again, Jeffrey, there is a complication in that option one as well. As I told you about the merchant issues, we are, at this point of time, we are having difficulties refunding you. We already attempted 4 times. And to be very honest, we weren't going to, you know, blacklist you or apply for the cancellation altogether with the Wikipedia admins as well. Even if we could refund you in a scenario like this, like the 4 attempts that we have made, we didn't go for the cancellation of the profile. Is there anything alternate apart from the website that I can help you with? Can you explain the nature of your job?
I'm a comprehensive financial planner. I'm an investment manager. I deal with money matters, insurance, estate planning, retirement planning.
Okay. And you spoke about a broker. So have you signed a contract with them, like an agreement that you are not allowed to work with anyone else? Because it's just a matter of having the website created or worked upon.
Yes, it's illegal for me to use anybody else other than the approved vendors that are aligned with my broker-dealer and registered investment advisor. Cannot be done. It's illegal. Can't do it. So
got it.
When you tell me that you have tried 4 times, did you pick up the phone personally and call somebody over there that is part of your relationship management team that deals with the credit card processing and say, what the hell is the problem with getting this man his money back? Did anybody actually do that, or are you just doing it electronically and seeing a cancellation? Did you reach out to a human being and have a conversation?
I did. I personally went to the finance department. I even spoke to our merchant that is the place or the third-party payment gateway that are facilitating our transactions. And at this point of time, our merchant is on the verge of collapsing. And they are facing some great technical difficulties. Another good reason for the refund to not go through is actually the time frame. It has been too long, so the payment is like really old. And you know, there's a certain slot or timeline that is provided on these kind of merchants, these third-party merchants that are utilized for financial transactions. So I believe we are out of the window with that timeline. Now, that being said, I will have to come up with another option because I don't see anything moving forward from here.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to do that because I don't have my money and I don't have the product, so I have nothing.
Exactly.
You guys have everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And I can't accept option two, and you know, option one doesn't mean anything to me because I don't have it now. And it's already
right.
been, we're in the 7th month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the worst experience I've ever had by responding and trying to use a company that sent me a solicitation. Worst.
I know, Jeffrey. And believe me, I feel horrible about this too. And I'm just trying my best to get you something or the other, you know, in order to compensate you for that. But of course, it's not going to be equivalent to the amount of frustration and the hassle that was caused from the company's end to you. So I apologize for that. Give me some more time. Let me work this through and let me get back to you again, okay?
Thank you, Ms. Taylor.
Thank you for your time, Jeffrey. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.